Exclusive: Nancy Mace announces campaign for South Carolina's Trump in heels governor. By Bradley J. on August 4, 2025. Representative Nancy Mace, RSC, launched her campaign to be South Carolina's next governor Monday, promising to be Trump in heels in the Palmetto State. The race is shaping up to be a rare gubernatorial contest that attracts nationwide attention. While Mace is known nationally for her fights, including allowing males identifying as transgender women into women's bathrooms, she has been incredibly successful in Congress legislatively as well, she told Breitbart News ahead of her official announcement. Just this year, my Preventing Violence Against Women by Illegal Aliens Act passed as part of the House Rules package, and we secured the largest federal grant in South Carolina history at $195 million, she said, adding, "We've delivered real wins for South Carolina, and now I'm ready to bring the same fight home." Related: Nancy Mace fact-checks Democrats, it is in fact illegal to illegally enter the U.S. The third-term congresswoman who has displayed a knack for the cameras fleshed out a campaign policy agenda that includes restoring law and order, reducing the state income tax to zero, protecting women and children, and removing woke ideology out of the state. "This isn't a campaign, it's a calling," she told Breitbart News. "A calling to eliminate the state income tax. A calling to protect our daughters. A calling to expand school choice and improve our educational outcomes. A call to restore law and order. This culture of coddling criminals and punishing victims is over on my watch." Mace joins a competitive Republican primary field, with fellow Representative Ralph Norman, South Carolina Attorney General Alan Wilson, Lieutenant Governor Pamela Yvette, and State Senator Josh Kimbrell having declared so far. Mace is undeterred. "I'm not the establishment's pick. I don't listen to political consultants, I never have," she said. "I'm the outsider, the fighter, Trump in high heels. And I'm running to hold the line, restore law and order, and put South Carolina first." Mace has had a complicated history with Trump, who endorsed her primary opponent in 2022 but has since praised her as a fighter. She believes her Trump-like aggressiveness and policy agenda is what South Carolina voters are looking for. "South Carolinians are tired of the talk, they want a governor who walks in on day one with a plan and delivers," she said. "I've got one, it's called 5 years to zero, a real plan to end the state income tax once and for all." Ending state income tax has gained traction in recent years, particularly in states throughout the South, where Florida has attracted new residents and economic development through its own policy of no income tax. Related: Mace roasts sanctuary city mayors. "Do you all hate Donald Trump more than you love your country?" Mace wants to bring that, as well as Trump's broader agenda, to South Carolina. "I'm the only candidate ready to bring President Trump's America First agenda home to South Carolina," she told Breitbart News. "And like President Trump, I won't flinch, I won't fold. And I'll never apologize for putting South Carolina first." The primary is set for June 9, 2026. A runoff, if necessary, would take place June 23. Bradley J. is deputy political editor for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter and Instagram at Bradley J.